Hey, hi, news time. 8:45. It's Friday. That means it's time for our web wizard. He delivers the web in plain English this morning better than I can speak, I guess. Good morning, Dave. Welcome back to the studios.
Thanks, Sarah. How are you?
Good. We miss you when you're away for a week and wish you could come in every day and talk to us because it's very good. I can't think of the word, but it's
often can't think of the words. You know, that's.
I need a thesaurus next to me. Illuminating,
it's
I guess.
Funny. Oh, illuminating.
Yes.
Well, I try my best. I try to break things down in plain English for folks who, well, for many folks that quite frankly hate computers. People know they need to use them. So I try to dispel any of the myths and kind of the things that make you nervous or things that, you know, I know there are times, including myself, that I just want to punt my computer through the wall.
Exactly. Well, it changes all the time. So I'm glad you're here to fill us in on the latest.
Oh, thank you.
Today's buffering. What are we buffering?
Buffer, yes. You know, in posting information online, it can be a lot of work. If you're doing it right, it's a lot of work. However, there are time-saving tools, and as you know, and as I often describe, there are ways to save time and make efficient your work that is so important to post information specifically on social networks and whatnot, to share, to increase your audience and hopefully make more sales, right? So Buffer is an awesome tool. In fact, it's probably in my top three that I love to use. Similar to Hootsuite, but Buffer is about the ability for you to, say, socially network all at one time and throw in a bunch of posts or whatever you're going to share, your posts or somebody else's posts, and stack them in a giant queue or they buffer them. And then Buffer will, at a predetermined schedule, post them for you at a predetermined time every day, whenever you want. Okay. And I'm going to go into it further today. There's so much to talk about. This killer tool. It's free. It can be free. It's a freemium, what they call. There's many software companies who are brilliant in offering their most basic plan for free, get you hooked, and then making a lot of money later on, which is, you know, that's a great way to do business. They prove to you that you need their tool, and while you might not like spending money on it, you know, they prove up front that, you know what, it's really worth the money that you spend for all the time that you save.
Hmm.
And Buffer is one of those tools. But what I was going to say was one of the coolest things about Buffer is that it has a functionality in there what they call their optimal timing tool, which you can essentially push a button, a single button, after you get all your posts done and happening, and you can do this at any time, and it will look at each one of your specific social networks and find the optimal time to actually post.
So it's like a smart timer.
A smart timer, and absolutely, that's a very good way of putting it. And, you know, there are many reasons for it, but how cool is that they can look at your Twitter, they can look at your Google+, Facebook, Pinterest even, and see when not just the overall optimal time to post is, but the optimal time for your specific followers.
Wow.
They will find when the most eyeballs are watching.
Huh.
So essentially, if you know, not everyone sits in front of their computer all day long, or not everyone can just sit and market all the time and monitor, you know, these gigantic timelines of information.
Mm-hmm.
So with Buffer, you can go and have a bunch of posts ready to go, fill up your queue, post, you know, it just says add to queue, and then Buffer will, at the specific determined, you know, those predetermined times, post that information when your specific audience is the most eyeballs are sitting there watching them.
Wow.
Now, why is that important? Well, the most important piece is you can engage people. They claim up to what did they say? How much better? By scheduling your post correctly, you can increase the number of your views and clicks by 200%.
Wow.
Double your retweets and significantly increase your clout score. We'll talk about clout in another show, but it's a way to kind of monitor your overall social score.
Hmm.
And people do use it, especially in my industry, to find out, are you worthy or not to follow?
Oh, right, dear. So this can take the place of an employee. If you can't afford to hire a social media strategist or digital media person, look into this.
You know what? I never thought of it that way, but that's something that many of my customers struggle with is, A, I even joked about it earlier this week. I'll talk about it in a second. But finding the right person, but also finding the money to pay a person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good point, and I'm going to borrow that, if I may,
of
for
course.
Future posts. That this can save you money, not only for time saving, but perhaps save you the time so you don't have to sit and monitor, because that is something that I often hear from business owners. I don't have time. I don't have time to do this, Dave. Give me something else.
And it's hard to find someone qualified and that isn't going to sit there and futz around all day.
That's so true. You know, I made a, my joke was earlier, I get many of my customers saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to hire a teenager to do this for me because they know about computers and all that stuff. And my answer is, great, then why don't you hire a kindergartner to start cutting your hair?
Mm.
Right? You can save a few bucks. And I hear they love using scissors.
Oh, no.
You know? No. But it's true that, you know, I know that there's, listen, I love saving money as much as the next person. But if you're going to do social networking, you can't put your company's well-being into the hands of a teenager who knows, who has very limited experience about business, on business, right? So they might know how to do Instagram. That matters not.
Right. They have no clue what your business is.
They can get you into trouble,
right?
They can do the wrong thing. They will waste your time, and they will ultimately waste your money.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, bringing it all the way back home here, Buffer is a tool that it's free. You can set up most of all of your social networking accounts, Facebook profile page, a group, a profile, a page, or a group, which is important. Every one of those entities is different on Facebook. LinkedIn, your profile and your company page, your Twitter profile, Google Plus business pages, and Pinterest, which is fairly new. It's pretty awesome. You know, Pinterest still is an amazing tool. I know a lot of folks kind of lift an eyebrow saying, well, how's that going to help me in business? Well, you know what? Go to Pinterest.com/Nordstrom's and you tell me how important it is. They make millions of dollars from Pinterest by posting pictures of their product.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it is important if you do it right. And we talked about it in a prior show. I remember a while back how profitable Pinterest can be. But Buffer now has recently added that to their arsenal. They give you, for that one specifically, because this is how powerful they know that Pinterest is they give you a free week trial, but then you do have to upgrade right to their. They have a few different plans. I'll go over those right now. Buffer has the individual plan, which is free. You get one element of each of those social networks. So you get one Facebook thing, right? You can either do your personal Facebook or a Facebook page or a Facebook group, but you can't have all three unless you upgrade, right? So, but it's a freemium. And you get all that. You get every one of those, but you just get one per social network of the ones that I just mentioned. They have the awesome plan, as they call it, $10 a month, which includes up to 10 per social network, right?
$10 a month isn't much at all.
It isn't. And they give you a discount, too. They actually offer it for $102 a year if you pay up front. So it's actually a very good deal.
Way cheaper than a teenager.
You know, if you think about it, it's a very good point. They have a small business plan starting at $50 a month. Or $510 a year. They have a medium business plan at $100 a month, $1,020 a year, a large business plan for $250 a month or $2,500 a year. Yeah, you can go to buffer.com and see the differences. I can break them down. We probably don't have enough time for me to break down every single element in a spreadsheet about everything that Buffer offers per plan. But I can tell you it's well worth it. Again, it's as powerful as Hootsuite. And you know I love Hootsuite. A little bit different, though, especially when it comes to this optimal timing tool. If you can post something all at the same time, walk away and have that thing automatically shoot out your posts over the week or however you want to set it up at the optimal times and increase your retweets and your views by 200%, I think it's a great tool.
Wow. Right? Now, can you program what times you want those to post, or does it automatically do it for optimal?
You absolutely can. You can do it manually, or, you know, for the fact of the matter is, I just like clicking the button and, you know, and you can actually schedule how many times you would like to post, right? So you can, you tell it, right? Adding to your queue. Okay. I want to post Monday through Friday only, and I want to post three times per day if you have enough information, right? And you can either say, I want it at, you know, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and 1 a.m. Or, for me, I like clicking the button says optimize it. So you have to, that's an important thing to know about Buffer. You have to optimize it per social network. But how stinking easy is it to go click on your Twitter tab, optimize, and it tells me. I was surprised, you know, on my, I'll even run down right now, on my, looking at my Twitter.
For Dave Works.
For Dave Works, which I have a hybrid account, so I've got one, you know, this is what I believe. I'm going off the road here a little bit. I have what's called a hybrid account. I believe that people like talking to people and not necessarily a logo. So I have a DH, you know, twitter.com/DHNaves or at DHNaves is my Twitter handle. My face, but my company logo in the background.
Okay? Nice.
So that's how I do it. You don't need to do it. There are larger companies. Home Depot certainly doesn't have one single employee doing it. So it depends on the company. But my times of when people look for my social accounts, I was surprised. In fact, I redid it last night. I do it all the time because, you know what, social changes.
Mm-hmm.
3.07 p.m., 5.48 p.m., 7.55 p.m., and 10.36 p.m. Are my optimized for Twitter.
Times.
Yet on my Facebook Dave Works page, 1.37 a.m., 2.33 a.m., 5.38 a.m., and 8.12 a.m. You know, I had no idea, but they go through their very integrated algorithm, check out when my viewers for that specific Dave Works page on Facebook, facebook.com/DaveWorks, quick plug there. I was just really surprised that the times are so different because I've seen so many posts where people say, what are the best, they ask the question, pose the question, say, what are the best times to post? You know what? The answer is it depends.
It changes every second.
It changes for you. It changes for me. You and I have different friends. We have different followers, as it would change for K-High Radio, as it would change for my Dave Work, right? So don't underestimate the power of letting a computer
do the work for
you. Do the work for you and really grind through hard data to see when eyeballs are watching, right? So I'm trusting it. And you can do tests. It also includes full analytics. That's actually going to be, I'm thinking about either 1 or 2 weeks from now, we're going to go over Google Analytics. But it allows you to hook up your analytics account, basically, which tracks everything that you ever
like
do
it
online.
Tells you, you know, men over the age of 50 are looking at between 3 and 5.
Exactly. Well, but Buffer, what my point was, Buffer, you can hook up to your Google Analytics account, and they work together, and you can really track campaigns, whatever it is you're trying to get through to your audience. It's a very powerful tool. So it's just not a one-way push, right? But you can post information. I just love it because I can get a lot more work done. If I'm in the mood or, you know I have to get stuff done, I can throw a bunch of stuff in the kitty, and I know it's going to be posted at the right times. And then when I get some responses, I can answer according to my schedule, right, when I want to comment or share or like, or, you know, all that business. But
and gives you measurable results. That's really cool.
It is an amazing tool. So don't underestimate this little thing called Buffer. As always, I'm sure we're running out of time. Let me see if I had any more printers here for you all.
I love the way we're using these different things to work for us and use the power. Don't be scared. You know, and if you are scared or if you are confused or you need to talk with Dave, you can always reach out to him via Facebook or what's your phone number?
Phone number at the office, 530-830-9088. I so appreciate you asking, Sarah.
Sure.
And any of the social media, you know, it's all hooked up to my website, daveworks.net. If you're interested in the podcast, you can go to podcast.daveworks.net. Just click one button and you've subscribed so you don't ever have to remember to tune in again. And you can listen to this in the car if it's helpful for you whenever you want to, you know, sync your podcasts. So the thought I'll leave you with today, it's kind of the same message I give every week, is, you know what? Don't be scared. Try it. I promise you, you'll like it. It is not hard to use this tool. Yes, you get it, you download it, it's free. It also has extensions on your browser. So if you're browsing around and you don't want to have to go to Buffer or figure it all out, there's a little teeny icon you click and it will buffer it for you.
It makes it easy for you.
Makes it easy. Next week, we're going to either do one of two things. I'm either going to do Google Analytics or I'm just going to do a generic time-saving tips and tricks for the web overall on your computer, keyboard, shortcuts, and whatnot.
Ooh.
I'm going to keep it a surprise, and I'll surprise everybody next week.
Ooh,
so,
sounds good.
So I really appreciate you having me here, as always, Sarah. Today was Buffer. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do have any questions, please hit me out on any of the socials or my website, daveworks.net.
All right, our web wizard. Thanks so much, Dave. We'll see you next week. Looking forward to either analytics or just basic tips and tricks right here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Turning on the sound of the Sierra Foothills. We are the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.